And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Steve Deere. In Carrboro the other day, I met with a fellow executive director of a local, small, progressive nonprofit that provides advocacy and public education on a controversial, often volatile issue. We have a number of such groups located in our town, though many cannot even afford to rent office space. I learned that my friend's fairly well-known organization has been struggling to make ends meet, really sacrificing. That means that my executive director friend is the one sacrificing the most, working 3 hours for every hour my friend is paid. On top of that, the hardworking staff of this organization, past and present, have frequently received death threats at their offices and at their homes. Really scary stuff that I will not mention because children are hearing this. It's hard for me to shake what I heard from this leader who is working to reduce violence in our culture. We at People of Faith Against the Death Penalty, where I work in Carrboro, used to get a lot of hate mail. For years, a man stalked PFADP in our events. I once noticed him driving out of the dead-end dirt road we used to live on just outside of Carrboro. Thankfully, all we get now at PFADP are love letters. We haven't received a memorable piece of hate mail in a decade. If we're doing something wrong, I'll keep it that way. There have been no executions in North Carolina in 7 years, thanks to many people and groups, and every year, another state repeals the death penalty. Please, give generously to the groups working here in North Carolina and nationally on issues that you care about. Progressive state-level advocacy groups in particular need our support. If you see that they have only one or two staff people or are entirely run by volunteers, I guarantee you every dollar you give them will be much needed and appreciated because chances are they're making a lot of personal sacrifices to nonviolently fight the good fight. They may be even risking their lives to do so. This is Steve Deere.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.